that's a beautiful mess. Shane and Louise, no need to impress. Stories, rants, and a laugh or two. And don't forget Tessie, the dog's here too. It's serious, it's silly, it's off the wall. Sort of a show, not a show at all. Sort of a in a podcast crown.
Hello and welcome to Sort of a Pound with me, Shane.
And me, Louise. And Tessie, who's actually sitting down here, so anybody watching on YouTube can just see her
you can see her little head.
Rather than sitting on my knee. And Tessie, who's a doggy. And Tessie the doggy. Hi, coming up. Oh, my baby girl. Oh, my baby.
Oh,
my
baby
girl. Oh, my baba girl.
In the spotlight.
Yes, obviously.
Yes. So, we had some pounders send us some of their favourite TV shows, films.
Oh, excellent, because I need it. I really do need it. I am on the verge. There's so little on telly at the minute. I am on the verge of watching Game of Thrones again.
I've got some good recommendations.
Oh, tell me.
Should we do the recommendations now or before?
Oh, no, do that. No.
Okay.
I'm ruining our own podcast, aren't I?
We are. Well, it doesn't matter. We can do whatever we want.
That's true. True story.
So we had, this made me laugh because after your rant about not liking, I don't know if it's in this episode or it's in, I don't think it's aired yet.
About Alien.
About Star Wars.
Oh.
It hasn't aired yet, has it?
I don't know. But anyway.
So someone said Empire Strikes Back, which I believe.
The second one, isn't
is
it?
Is the second one of the originals.
Originals, but probably like the fifth one or something.
Episode 5, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I me and Andy did a binge watch of all the Star Wars in episode order.
Okay.
Not like order of made.
Yes.
Like
episode.
Episode 1 was like in the 2000s or like late 99 or whatever.
How did that work out for you?
I really enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
And did the like feel or the cinema, what's the word? Cinematography. I can never say it, can I? How did it feel from going to big production to like crap production?
Well,
to
there's
I wouldn't like that.
Controversy here, isn't there?
Because I don't know.
Because George Lucas went back and almost re-edited the films, the older films.
To make them look better or with different stories or.
Added a few bits in and to make them look better.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And I didn't know also until Andy actually told me this, that George Lucas had planned them prequels. So episode 1,
I think
2, and 3.
I know. I think I knew that.
Because Mark Hamill had an interview way back in the 80s telling people that there is a story to plan to go back to.
I think I knew
Darth
that.
Darth Vader's origin.
Yep.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. The controversy. Yeah, so because I don't think he fully had the story of 1, 2, and 3, that slightly changed 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
Slightly, like locations and what locations look like. And
Because
obviously the technology in the early 2000s was a hell of a lot more than
1972 or whenever it was.
Because 77? Do you know the first, this is a fact, that I listened to a whole podcast, not a whole podcast, a whole audiobook
you
on this.
You listened to somebody else?
No, I didn't. I listened to an audiobook.
Did you? Okay, fair.
Back when I discovered what a train was and.
For all those who don't know, Shane, we obviously worked, we should do an episode again to fill people in who don't know our backstory, shouldn't we? But Shane and I worked together, but Shane lives quite a long way away from the office. So the agreement was that he works from home 4 days a week and comes in Monday. So he comes in on a Friday. He was driving in, and it is a bit of a crappy journey, isn't it?
It can be, yeah.
Traffic around Oxford, for anybody who knows, just awful. And then they discovered
a train. I don't know why I didn't think this before. It took me like a good year.
Yeah, I know. I remember going into the HR office and saying, Jay's discovered a train. And they were like, what?
I know.
Like, what? I'm just like, yeah. But I'm on the train station 7 minutes walk away from work.
Perfect. It is like perfect. And if Andy's driving me in, and when I was drinking, I could have a drink at lunchtime.
Lovely.
Yeah. Which shouldn't really do when you're driving. No. Don't take that advice from us.
No. Don't drink and drive.
So I listened to this audiobook about the first Star Wars.
Did the first one?
The first one made.
Right, okay.
And it originally almost was an absolute flop. I think I may have discussed this with you before. So George Lucas had a story in mind, but he didn't. And like they were doing revolutionary like effects. Like he invented the green screen and.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. ILM, Industrial Light and Magic. He created that company specifically like for. Star Wars, because it was like little like models and they had to like move the camera and like
Wallace and Gromit,
but more advanced. So like they would have to then put that
not
in space
out of
and stuff. No they were like proper like miniatures.
I'm being facetious.
Anyway, they put together a cut of it and it was awful. Like apparently it was awful. Like he was friends with Steven Spielberg. And they had like these viewings of the film and it was just didn't make sense. It was just terrible. So they brought this editor in. And I can't remember what films this guy. I think he definitely worked on Carrie, the original one. You know, with the blood.
Yeah.
He worked on a few films before he got to Star Wars. And he literally turned it around in the edit. Him and George Lucas's wife.
Wow.
Martha.
Let's just call her Martha.
Yeah. They made the film in the edit.
That's amazing.
They changed it around so much.
Wow.
Yeah. And that goes back to, I think we discussed it on one of the podcasts, of how editing can... Do you remember the Queen story? I always tell the Queen story where it looked like she'd storming out.
Yeah. And she wasn't. She was walking in and then she played it backwards.
But they saved that film in the edit.
Wow.
But going back to George Lucas, he would change like things. Like there was a scene where Jabba the Hutt, you know Jabba the Hutt?
I do know Jabba the Hutt, yeah.
Originally, Jabba the Hutt was a man.
Yeah. A man
in the story. Not like a big blob thing.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
He was a man, and there was a scene that Han Solo, what's that actor, man? Harrison Ford. Why are we so shit with actors' names?
But isn't that really weird that like our biggest hit? I mean, anybody who knows anything about social media, please come on and tell us all about it because those algorithms just blow my mind. Right, our biggest hits on TikTok was random. And we got 140,000 views, which, you know...
The
mushrooms. Which the average teenager probably just gets for, you know, prancing around a bit. But for us, it was quite big stuff, wasn't it? And then our biggest ever YouTube... We can't get on with the algorithm on YouTube, can we? But our biggest ever hit on YouTube was me and him sat there for about 15 seconds trying to remember Matt Damon's name. We weren't even interested. We were just going, What's he called? It was just this going...
You know the one from...
Yes, Good Will Hunting Man. And it was just that. And he's got more hits than anything else. It was
Random. I don't understand it.
No, me neither. And I think that's probably the point.
Yes. I think the more random, the better. So yeah, there was a scene with Harrison Ford and this man playing the man version of Jabba the Hutt.
Wow.
And
in the original or the
No, they cut it from the original.
Did they?
Which made the story not make as much sense because back then you didn't know who Jabba the Hutt was because you never saw him in the first one.
Okay.
Episode 4, A New Hope.
The first one made.
Because Han Solo references him in the film.
Okay.
But then George Lucas re-added that scene in and replaced the man with Jabba the Hutt. The slug, the big slug. Oh. But he changed that scene. That's one scene that got changed like 3 times. So if you watch like the 97 version and the 2009 version...
Like, if you were a fan of Star Wars and you were one of these collector people, you'd have to go and get it on DVD, on Blu-ray.
On VHS. My dad had, yeah.
Of, like, all the different versions, wouldn't you? I have seen
a fan-made version of, like, what they call, like, the ultimate version. So they've took the best bits from each of the edits and combined them.
Wow.
Because, like, at the end of number 6, when they're all celebrating defeating Darth
What's
Vader,
number 6?
That's the last...
Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Get me?
And you're not a Star Wars fan.
I am not. Do you know what? Do you know what I do? I wind people up by calling it Star Trek Wars. People hate that.
They will. Star Trek. I actually quite like that.
Star Trek Wars.
I might
steal
that.
Those Star Trek Wars films? The looks of pure, unadulterated evil.
Oh.
Star Trek Wars.
Do we know any fans that we could wind up?
Does Joshy like it?
I'm not sure. No. But anyway, back to the...
It's not got a plumber in it, has it?
What, Mario?
Or a gorilla.
Or, what, Donkey Kong?
Or a princess.
I quite like that film. Have you seen that Super Mario Brothers film?
Of course not.
I really enjoyed it.
I
thought it was really good. We'll get back to that. But
right, it is an episode about film and TV.
Yeah, it's a really good film.
Oh, I don't want to talk about this. Is it with proper people, like actors?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like...
Yeah, the chance of me watching that ever...
But it's...
None.
Almost, you can watch it like as a kid and take one thing away from it.
And you can watch it as an adult
Aladdin. And take something else from
Aladdin.
It.
Not the one with the cartoon one, not the one with Will Smith.
The Will Smith one?
No.
What, the Aladdin? The cartoon one.
That's full of little innuendos.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. It's clever films when they do that.
But back to Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
At the end
Star
of the,
Trek Wars.
Star Trek Wars. At the end of the
going to get hate
one,
mail on this,
At the end
I?
Of the sixth one.
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. In the original version, like the actors that played Darth Vader, Obi-Wan, and the...
R3-D2. C-3PO.
Yoda.
Right.
Appear.
Yoda.
Is it Yoda?
Yeah, the little green one.
Yeah, is it? Yoda.
Yeah, of course it's Yoda. Baby Yoda. Yoda? Baby Yoda's now on Disney, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Yoda, isn't it?
It's Yoda, yes.
Anyway,
he's the one who says his sentences backwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the original actors appeared in the original version, but then after they did the 1, 2, and 3, they put Hans Christensen, or whatever his name is, who played Anakin Skywalker, who becomes Darth Vader, into episode 6.
Rather than James Earl Jones?
Well, James Earl Jones only did the voice.
Oh, okay.
It was a different man.
Oh, it was that tall man who did, I won't say Tufty Club, but it's not Tufty Club. Tufty Club, honestly. Look up Tufty Club.
What was this?
No, it's not. It's the same sort of thing. I think Tufty Club was teaching kids how to cross roads, but it was that. But the man who was Darth Vader in actual real life, I think he died recently, which is sad.
Yeah, he did.
but he was like a Green Cross code man. This is like, must be early 80s. You're going to have to put a link onto it. But he was like a, almost like a, I don't want to say robot or... But it was like almost like a superhero character who teach kids how to cross the road. And then there was a thing when I was growing up called the Tufty Club, which I think was a squirrel who taught you how to cross the road.
Oh.
I think there was
James Earl Jones?
No.
Oh.
No, the man. Not James Earl Jones who died. The other man who was the man inside the suit.
Yeah.
Because James Earl Jones did the voice. There was a man inside the...
Yeah. Breather.
Well, funny for so many reasons.
The one
because it was just
when
big and
they
tall.
Take his mask off, that man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Makes me laugh though when I watch it. Like the scene, it goes back. We'll probably need to mention this in one of the topics in a future episode of things that we got wrong
Oh yeah.
And you know the whole "you are my father," "I'm your father."
Yeah,
line.
That didn't actually happen, did it?
It's yeah. I can't remember the actual version. The Mandela effect thing. Well, when you see the actor, whoever's in that costume doing it, and you see him going like, and I'm thinking like, if I was on film set that day, and that man's like, because he's not really talking, because you're not hearing James Earl Jones' voice like no. in real life, and he's like,
well, you need to find out what that man's name is.
Yeah. Let me
who
see
was
if
in
we
the,
can have
you don't get signal in here. Not, do we could always just do the podcast, then do it afterwards.
I was Darth Vader actor.
And I'm sure. I'm sure back in the 80s, might even been the 70s.
Oh, what, David Prowse?
Yes, but look him up. He did something to do with crossing roads. But I'm sure I grew up with him teaching me how to cross a road.
Do you have like? I don't know if you'd have had it back when you were a kid. Now, this has really annoyed me for years.
Because
I'm not
so
find
old.
It. Because you were so old and they didn't have TV back then.
I tell you what, though, I remember, and I've been thinking about home quite a lot this week. I remember sitting on our, because we used to have a portable black and white telly, and then we had the big, like, normal colour telly in the living room. But then there'd be all, like, dull adult stuff. So I used to sit, like, cross-legged on our, like, worktop watching this black and white telly. And I remember when they stopped all the programmes. And don't forget, we only used to have, and I don't know if it was still black and white, probably only three channels back then. And then we had Channel 4, then we had Channel 5. Yeah. But I think Channel 5 was much, much later on. But, yeah, so we definitely had between three or four channels. And they stopped broadcasting everything when the Herald of Free Enterprise, when the ferry disaster was. And I was thinking, oh, my God, that was like how many years ago? You probably don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
Very
it's a drive-on, drive-off ferry. And it collapsed. Collapsed. What's the word? Sunk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I think they'd left the gates open. Lots of people died.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Yes.
But back to childhood.
Oh, yeah,
TVs.
Sorry.
I remember in school, as like in first school, this is, we would get to sit and watch like, I think they used to like air on like BBC Two. There was like the really like, to help you learn stuff, like El Nombre, okay. I can't remember what it was called. I just remember that one where it like teach you how to count and stuff. But they had like these like kids series, and there was this really good one that I never got to see the end. Because I had to do my 11 plus, because I was so good at maths back then, I had to sit and do my 11 plus while everyone else got to watch the last episode.
No.
And to this day, I can't remember what it was. I can't remember like
and
the name
let
of the
you
show.
Then go back
I've
and
never
watch
seen it.
It. No.
And I was like, I've tried to hunt the interwebs for this show based on
but
what I
But you can't
could...
remember what it's called.
No, because I couldn't. I remember there was like these two kids, and I think there was like the granddad, and they used to try find these like time things.
Okay, we got to ask, right?
Someone
okay.
has to know.
Somebody
it was British.
On social media. So now we have, I think, 93 followers on Instagram. We have, I think, 117 followers on TikTok, and I think 143 followers on
no,
YouTube.
I think it's 170 on YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. One
someone
of those persons
must,
or somebody
it would have
on
been,
TikTok
it would have
must
been like
know.
Mid to late 90s. I'm sure it was a
if
kid
you were doing
show.
Your 11 plus, you can work it out.
No, I did it a lot earlier then.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't 11. I was
okay.
doing it in, I would have been in year 2 so far. I would have been about 8. About 98-ish.
Okay.
And I wish, I really wish that...
Will you, if somebody finds it for you, go back and watch the whole thing
yes!
to get to the end episode?
Yes, because I want to know what happened. I
so you are
going
to have to learn how to spell
I don't know whether that was like in that. I think this was like part of like the same like BBC programming.
Okay, so tell all the pounders what specifically, which
so
one it was.
So from what I can remember, there okay. was, I think, a boy and a girl, and they had a granddad that they were, I can't remember what they used to do, but then there was this like other world bit where there was like this time and keys, and it was like, what's that, like steampunky type thing, and like they were finding like the clues to get the keys or something.
And it was real actors, not
real actors, okay. Real life. But I've never found it anywhere on the interwebs at all. So if someone can remember,
what it's called, what it's
one,
about,
what it's called, what it's about. If someone can find that.
That's amazing. It's made your childhood, that made your adulthood.
That would make my adulthood.
Ah.
It's, but also, that happened with something else, actually.
And is this going back to, like, delayed gratification? You actually get to watch it 26 years later?
And me and Mum did this at Christmas. I had, so, as a kid, I went to a birthday party once, and as, like, the gift bag things that the girl's dad used to work in, like, the VHS business.
Okay.
And he gave all the kids this VHS tape of a show called Mumphy. Mumphy the Elephant.
Aww.
It's got a really weird theme tune, which, as an adult, has a completely different meaning.
Really?
It's like, here comes Mumphy with a happy ending.
True.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And put a link on the Patreon.
Yeah, there was two, like, it was split into like two films on this DVD, like not DVD, VHS. So you know the old double cassette tapes that you give. You have one, it would like be a big box, wouldn't it? And you have a VHS tape at either side. One had the first bit, and the other had a second. And at the end of the second, they were like, on the third and final part, this is like what's happened. And we never managed to get the third and final part because it was never released on VHS. And then maybe like 10 years ago, I happened to be on iTunes, like searching movies. And there's the whole thing. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm immediately going to ring Mum and see if she wants to watch three series of Mumphy.
Well, I bought it years ago and Mum had never, I don't know if I even told Mum, I bought it. And then at Christmas, just been, we were trying to find something to watch. And I was like, oh, we were looking through my Apple TV.
Oh my God.
And Mum was like, should we sit and watch it? And you know what was really funny? Both me and Mum could remember all the songs because it was like a musical.
Oh my God.
A musical cartoon. We both knew all the songs other than the bit that we'd never seen. Like, I'd seen it like once prior to that.
We should so do a TikTok live of you doing, singing the Mumphy songs.
They were so good. It brought back all them like childhood memories watching it.
Come on, give us a little bit of Mumphy.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, is it one like Beatles songs? You know all the lyrics if they start
when
playing.
When you start playing it, yeah.
Funny.
It was like, you know when it all like starts coming back? And I'm like, oh my God.
That's so funny.
And we finally saw the ending.
Are we getting more comments?
Oh, yes. Ooh. Back to
I might have to look up Mumphy.
I love
and
Mumphy.
And the happy ending.
And then I realised that they actually made loads more.
Oh, did they?
And then I think I'd bought them and haven't watched them yet.
Okay. Like, you were just happy to get to the third series to complete.
Someone said, Melaki1231, Dead Man's Shoes. I don't actually know what that is.
I mean,
I've never heard of Dead Man's Shoes.
Is it a film or?
I believe so. Let's see if I can.
Tell you what I watched in the week, which I think I'd seen originally at the cinema and was deeply disturbed by it and was the other day, was, I've forgotten the bloody name of the thing now. The General's Daughter, is it called? And it's got, what's the man called? We can't just say doing this. We're going to have to cut this bit out. What's he called? John Travolta in it.
Yeah.
And investigates the rape of the General's daughter, who was then found dead. And I remember when I saw it in the cinema, very, very good film. When I saw it in the cinema, thinking, I absolutely hate the character that he plays. And actually, when I watched it again, I thought the characterisation was brilliant in it. It's really good. General's Daughter, I'm sure it's called General's Daughter.
I don't know, I've not seen that.
It's really, really, really good. It is good.
What, and you were traumatised from the cinema watch of it?
Not traumatised by it, but I'd got a slightly different take on it, I think. And do you know if you watch films? And again, it's adulthood and it's experience, isn't it? I had completely different perception of.
Oh, I guess so. I remember once when I went, me and my friend Justine from Dollars Hill.
Oh, okay. Justine,
we went to the cinema to go watch. Oh my God, It's a horror film. It's Saw. A front. No, I went to watch Saw 7 by myself at the cinema, actually. Sadly, back then. Oh, my God.
More interesting. This is gold for YouTube. This is what YouTube likes. Yes. I'm just sitting here going,
no. Oh, my God. I had it. Oh, fuck's sake. Back to Dead Man's Shoes, though, while we're here. Apparently, it's a horror drama. I've not seen this. Richard returns from the army to avenge the death of his brother, Anthony, who was mistreated and suffered at the hands of a drug-dealing gang.
Oh, okay.
Might watch that. It's 2004.
Sounds a bit boy-y for me.
Does look a bit boy-y. Like, have you seen St. George's Day?
No.
I'm in St. George's Day as an extra.
I've never heard of St. George's
I don't think
Day.
I've actually watched the whole film through. I did buy the DVD.
Just watched it for you.
To see mine. Remember when I went to, me and Ellen went to do as an extra and we had to dress, go to a funeral. LOL's funeral.
LOL's.
LOL as in LOL's funeral. And we had to follow this horse and cart up about 20 times back and forward. And then we had to like stand there, like, you know, when they're like the family are gathering around after the funeral, pretended to cry. And I remember there was this one girl playing an extra. Every time the camera, they were like, action. She was like, it's like I was looking down, like don't laugh. And then we went to film the bit by the graveside. All the characters were like, I want to say like drug dealers. So imagine what a stereotypical like druggie would look like.
Okay.
They clearly thought I looked like a stereotypical druggie, so they moved me forward. And they kept telling me off because we had to do a tie. And he was like, you need to do your top button up. I couldn't get it done. So you see me. And I'm like this because they kept like telling me off.
Holding your shirt together, you double chin.
And as I'm like there, and you see me in the shot. Because I'm like this, I look even worse. So I'm like...
Well, in the metropolis that is Chippy Norton, they were recording... last week and the beginning of this week, Father Brown, which I think is a detective. I've never seen it. It's a detective thing. And it is carnage. My street's like tiny and then leads on to another tiny street, but it's got the theatre. Now, the theatre's like an amazing building in Chippy Norton. So, and it's still very of the time. So hence it was, you know, they're on location doing it. But... all the people on the street next to mine all get kind of advance notice that's happening. Mainly it happens on their street, but they have to suspend the parking on my street. It was one street, then just becomes another street. It's just one big street, really. But they suspend the parking so that they can get like all the, you know, camera trucks and all of the stuff. So you can't park anywhere near my house, can't park outside my house. And for an entire week, I had this was me proper carrying. They had the camera truck parked outside. Now, my house is double-fronted, so window one side, window the other. And there's such a big camera truck that it blocked all of my sunlight.
Oh, your sunlight again.
For an entire week, right? And there was one morning, and so they'd stopped filming, and they'd gone away for the weekend, and they were only meant to be filming for the week, and they overran. So they then were meant to be finishing on the Monday at about 6:30. They didn't finish about 8:30. And they rocked up again on the Monday morning at 7 o'clock. And of course, it's a big lorry, isn't it? It's got, and just had its engine on. And I went, could you just turn? I didn't proper carry, I didn't lose my share or anything. And I said, would you mind just turning your engine off? I said, it is 7 o'clock in the morning. And the truck in the week had, like, its fan had gone on, and there was all, and it was just noisy. And he was talking to another guy, and I said, and then I started to complain. I said, look, I'm really annoyed about it because all the people down there, they all get told, they all know what's happening. I'm never, ever going to say no. But the first I ever get to hear about is when I find out my parking's been suspended. And I was sort of fairly calm, but a little bit like, I can't believe you're back. And that day I got home from work and I had finished filming, and like everybody was like stood out having like final drinks outside the pub and stuff. Get this knock on the door, and they'd gone out to Marks and Spencer's to buy me a present.
What did they get you?
Just like a tin of biscuits, but it was lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
But I did the poor boy that sent her. He was like, come and see Karen, give her a box of biscuits.
Sort that bitch out.
I know. Go and see Karen over there. And I said to him, come in. I want to show you. So I made him come into the house to show him that I'd got like no natural light in my house. And he goes, oh yeah, I can see why you're a bit annoyed. And I went, yeah.
As if you brought him into your house to show him.
I did.
So I found the film that I went to watch.
I'm sorry.
It was Insidious.
Insidious,
have
okay.
Have you seen Insidious?
No.
So I went with Justine.
Horror is not really my genre.
I do like, I enjoy getting scared. Do you enjoy getting scared?
I like a plot twist, let's put it that way. I like my head being messed with.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
The thing is, yes, but I'd have to sit through guff of a horror film to get to... And I do remember watching them like as children when you were absolutely not meant to. But, and, you know, the one, is it Candyman, 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 where if you can't say it three times in a mirror, then Candyman...
I thought that was
Candyman.
Bloody Mary.
Oh, no, I thought it was Candyman.
Have you ever done the Bloody Mary three times in a mirror?
No.
Or would you not?
I don't know what that is.
It's the same thing, I think. Like the same concept. Like if you say Bloody Mary three times, you say Bloody Mary, turn around.
Right, okay.
Do it two more times.
Anybody wondering what I'm doing? I'm just watching. Just watching the dog, seeing what she's doing. So anyway, you're Insidious. So that we probably
The Bloody Mary bit. So yeah, and then she would appear in the mirror and like get you.
Oh, okay.
Never do it. But Insidious, there's a... I remember I was sat right at the back, right, of the cinema. Like the walkway's down in front of me. And I am there with my feet up, popcorn in my lap, drink in my lap, watching this like scene. And it seems like a really normal scene, right? They're at a dining table talking to like the psychic or something, the family, because they've got some weird things going on. All of a sudden, it cuts to a shot of like what looks like Darth Maul behind the man. I screamed, the popcorn went flying up in the air, drink went spilled. So we also had Ratatouille Drinks Clorax 9897.
I love the name.
How? Well, I guess that is a unique username, isn't it? Said, I don't know what that means. He put something more interesting. What about your least favourite film?
He said,
I assume this is a he. Maybe it's not he, because Ratatouille Drink Clorax could be gender neutral.
It could very well be.
They've said, mine is El Topo. I don't even know what El Topo is. Weird ass film about perceptions of worship. I still hate it.
Do you know what? I watched a film and I can't remember a lot about it, but it was like an American, I can't remember anything about it. But I remember writing a note and putting it in the DVD box. To remind me that it started off really, really, really well and then was just the worst film ever in the second half. So I actually wrote a note and put it in the DVD box. Don't watch it again. Yeah. And then I remember taking it to the charity shop and leaving the note in there to warn people.
Oh.
I'm really trying to think what it's called.
Well, this El Topo is a Western drama. It kind of looks, just from what I'm seeing here, like a piss take out of The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. It says, an outlaw, El Topo, defies the four masters of the desert for the love of a woman. Having defeated them, his conscience rises until his wife betrays him and his new life as a holy man begins.
Oh, I'm more than happy to do bad films as well, although we sort of did with, you know, some of ours, didn't we?
Did we?
Alien.
Yeah, but that could be a split opinion.
Oh, it's bound to be. It's bound to be. I've already caused controversy in work with my feelings about Alien.
And then... We had a few people on the TikToks.
On the TikToks.
Was it on the TikToks?
Tickety-tock.
Oh, yes,
TikTok. TikTok.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Come on, comments. Load comments, because I wanted to say the person's name. Oh, yeah. Bambi Lion.
Oh, brilliant.
Bambi Lion says The Hunger Games.
As bad films.
No, good. favourite of all time.
Really? I've read the books.
Have you seen The Hunger Games?
I've seen maybe like 10 minutes, maybe on a plane somewhere, something like that. But I'd read the books, so I often don't... Do you know what? I see a film coming out, and if I know it's based on a book, I'll always read the book. And then it actually, a lot of the time, puts me off watching the film, even though I've wanted to read the book because the film was coming out. And I thought, well, they can't make this any better. I think this is why I've never seen the Harry Potter films, and I've never watched The Hunger... I've seen a bit of it, so I know cinema... Photography, I can still. Yeah. I think it looks. They look brilliant. They look as the books feel. If that makes within this dystopian world.
So do you know what
world.
I did, which is almost similar? What's that film? I forgot the name of it. You mentioned it the other week. In the prison, really good film.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a man who like is an accountant.
Yeah.
I read the screenplay first.
Did you? Stephen King, isn't it?
Is it?
Shawshank Redemption, Stephen King.
What, wrote the screenplay?
I don't know about the screenplay, but wrote the book. It's a short story, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I read the script.
Okay.
Like, that they used first, because I'd never seen the film.
Why would you ruin it for yourself?
Well, this is when I was doing my screenwriting course.
Oh, right, okay.
So I thought, I'm going to read it first.
Okay.
And it's the first time I've read a script where I was like quite hooked, but there was so much more in the script than was in the film. And when I watched the film, I was slightly disappointed.
No.
Only because I knew there was more to the story that they didn't quite tell. The film was great.
And it is a long film anyway, isn't it?
Yes.
It's so good though.
But there was like elements of...
I wonder if the Stephen King book's like then. I'm sure it's Stephen King. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure it is Stephen King.
So you know the old man with the bird?
Yes.
And the bird dies?
Yes.
Well, in the screenplay, the bird dies and then they give it a funeral.
Oh.
Like a proper funeral, which I don't think made the cut in the film. But there was like them tiny little added elements.
Okay.
So like, you know, towards the end when I can't remember which one... got out of prison first and he hung himself.
That's the guy with the bird, wasn't it?
It's the old
guy with the bird.
That was a lot more in the script.
Right, okay.
And I was like, oh, they've cut that. And like, even though I knew what was coming,
yep.
It was almost like a different version watching it.
Gosh.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I guess it is the similar with the books and the...
Yeah. But I suppose you've always got to lose stuff at like every film a bit. It's like this podcast.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I completely
every episode's meant to be like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
17 hours later.
I completely get what
episode
you have to like,
9, 137 hours long.
What's this 48-hour long stream of...
of garbage.
Yes.
Anymore?
Yes, there was. Dan said Point Break. Point Break from 91.
Yes.
I've not seen that.
Oh, it's really good. Although, I don't know, it's so good, but I don't know how well it'll have aged. And the fact that they did a remake of it, which I don't think went down.
The remake. What's it about?
About surfers who rob banks. Oh, did you just drink my coffee, Tess? Oh, okay.
That's quite a unique selling.
Oh, it's really good. It is good. And it had like the zeitgeist actors in it as well at the time. And it's worth a watch. I've watched it several times, but not for several decades.
I'm trying to also remember. So Ursula says, when I've got my hair blonde, I look like Kiefer Sutherland from The Lost Boys.
Yes.
The vampire one.
Yes.
And I'd never seen it. And she was like, have you not seen it yet? And I was like, no, I will. I'll sit and watch it. So I went on to iTunes, because sometimes on iTunes you get like loads of extras.
Oh, do
with
you?
The films. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's almost like buying the DVD Blu-ray, but digital on your TV.
Yeah.
And I realised that they made 3. She didn't even know this piece of information. But
no,
the first Lost Boys, I sat and watched it. And I was like, oh, this is good. And then, ironically, when me and Andy went on holiday to our honeymoon, we went to the same pier that they filmed it.
Wow.
And when I was in the queue for the roller coaster or whatever, there was the poster of it on the...
So you looked like you were fangirling.
Oh, look, it's me. I didn't look too much like Kiefer Sutherland from that film.
Okay, no, I do see it though. You do go very blonde. It's funny watching back the old ones, or even just seeing, you know, what they're called, the thumbnails of episode. And like when you're blonde.
Because I'm quite dark at the minute. This is like the darkest I've been in a long while because I've had to leave it for the, have my hair done next week for the show.
Oh, really?
That's why. I am. Okay. We also had some, what is the best TV series of all time? OG said she had two, Motherland and Dexter.
Yes.
I've not seen either.
Motherland is hilarious. And the first few episodes, you just want to squirm. They are like, it's about kind of middle class motherhood. And this woman who's just really bad at it. And trying to get, like, the kids to school, and she's forgotten to buy the new school shoes for the start of next term, and she goes to buy the new school shoes.
I can imagine you being like that.
Yeah, totally. That's why I've got no kids.
I thought I had a kid locked in the basement.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
She's still there.
Still haven't fed it
in
a while.
Did you feed her yet?
No. She's living off her toenails.
Oh, no.
No, she has to go and buy her school shoes, and the school shoe shop has run out because it's like the day before like term starts. So she has to send her in little kitten heels.
But Dexter, I've heard a lot of people say a lot of good things about
it.
Dexter.
It is good.
I've not seen it.
I didn't finish watching the last series of it, and then I think it ended and then started again, which just would annoy the life out of me. It was the bit where I think him and his sister have fallen out, and I just sort of lost interest. But the premise of it is so good. It's so, the early ones are brilliant, and then it gets a little bit, I don't know.
Do you know what I miss? And
what?
Me and Andy have had this conversation, and I had this conversation with Bonnie yesterday when I was having my massage. Do you remember back in the day, it's not actually that long ago, back in the day when TV series had like a season, the whole season.
Yes.
And the season started around September, October, and it went on till like the March, April, sometimes May time.
Yep.
And there would be like 22 episodes in a whole series.
Yes.
They don't tend to do that anymore with the Netflix era of stuff, because they like chuck the whole, they're normally like 6 or 10 episodes. They're quite short,
sometimes if you,
they
have a run of like 22, they'll have like a writer's holiday in the middle of them. So they'll take a couple.
And
so they'll run from like
into
September to like November, and then they'll break until like February, March. When they used to do that with Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. And me and Angela, we miss...
Just put this on the floor, because, you know...
We miss those days of, like, the TV series like that.
But you can't miss the days of where having to wait from one week to another and then having to remember what happened.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, we have found a TV show. Ooh. We're waiting for the next series to come on. It is like... It hasn't finished yet, because they're still making it.
Okay.
Where it is that good old, you can just pick it up and put it down whenever.
Lovely.
It's called Tracker. It's on Disney.
I've seen a couple of them.
Because he's quite good looking as isn't
he?
So it
lovely.
Makes it better.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have watched any of the other episodes.
No.
So like when Mum was here over Easter, we watched a few and she got hooked just on that like one. Because you can watch any episode.
I think I maybe watched the first one and then just put it down and never picked it up again. But
that is like classic 22 episodes in a season. Because there is a few where you got like, do you remember the old double bill days?
No.
Where you'd have the two episodes
back to back.
Where
yeah.
they link.
Yeah.
There's a few of them
okay.
where they needed like longer to tell the story.
Right, okay.
But me and Andy love it. That is
pick
a
it
really
back
good.
Up again. That
we're,
is a good
finishing. We're waiting for the next one. The other great recommendation.
Oh, go on.
And this is like Marmite, though.
Oh, go on.
And I was talking to Bonnie about this as well yesterday, is What We Do in the Shadows. It's on Disney as well. It did air on a bit on
I've
BBC,
never heard
I think.
Of it.
So it's based off the film What We Do in the Shadows
never
by
seen
that
it.
Wakey Taitiki man. I can't remember his name. He
no
like directed...
No idea what the words are coming out of your mouth.
I think he might have directed like Guardians of the Galaxy or something. No,
okay.
That's wrong. He didn't. He appeared in like some of the Marvel films. It's like a mockumentary, like The Office, but with vampires.
I think you've told me about it before, or Fred's told me about it. Somebody, I might have even seen a few minutes of it. I think you told me about it, and I think this is a long time ago, and I did watch it, and I could see what you've.
But you have to watch like 4 episodes because it is like, what the fuck is going on? And I've had Ursula recommended this for me, and I watched it that same time I had the COVID the first time.
The COVID.
And I sat and watched it. And the more you watch it, the more things you notice, because there's like stuff going on in the background, which is just as funny as the stuff that's going on in the foreground.
Okay.
So like you can watch it multiple times and see like
that's
stories.
That's a brilliant recommendation.
And there's episodes where like I was crying, and it's not, you know, when you tell someone it's not even funny because it's not funny, but how they do it and the acting is so
good. And that's
good.
A good recommendation.
I would,
if there's like nothing else.
There's
on.
Like 5 seasons, and there might be 6 now.
Well,
yeah,
just,
they're making quite
and it's
a
on
lot.
Disney.
It's on Disney.
What's it called?
What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
If you want, okay. But you may like it, and you may not.
I'll
There's
give that
an
a go.
Episode.
And I am desperate for. Genuinely, I am on the. See what I do, and it's again delayed gratification. Is like I love Maths Australia, but I don't watch.
Like
in,
what?
Married at First Sight in the Australia.
I thought you said maths. It's like fucking hell. You're taking account to a whole other level.
I know. The funny thing is though, Jane said something similar. And I just looked again, maths. And
she
no
loves
maths.
That shit, doesn't
it's
she?
It's brilliant. But I don't watch it in the week. I save it up and watch it all at the weekend.
Oh, mum and dad love all that.
You know, it's the only reality stuff that I watch.
The only reality TV show that I have sat and watched, and I may have had this conversation with you before, I can't remember when we watched it. We binge watched it when mum was here, that Dating Naked.
Do you know what?
Ryland
Fred loves
it.
That. She loves
I
it.
I don't normally like that shit, but it was actually really good.
No, it is. Yep.
Nope. And you don't notice that they're naked after a while? Because it is full frontal nudity the entire time. And then all of a sudden you just don't notice it.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of a different one. I'm thinking of like, what was that thing with Cilla Black called?
Blind Date.
Yeah, Blind Date. But it was like that.
What,
but
where
with
they
like,
raised the
yes,
thing?
Yes, where
no,
you see a
that
bit
was
naked.
Naked Attraction.
Yeah, she loves that.
Oh, no. So, well, I've never watched it, so I can't comment. But, yeah, Dating Naked, I don't know what it's on, Amazon or something, is hilarious.
Is it brilliant?
It's like you're going on dates, but you've got you can't judge them on anything else because they're like... Just stark naked.
Yeah, enough.
So you have to judge them literally on their personality.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
it was just like sometimes when they had like, you know, like the old Big Brother chair and they're doing like their confessional to the camera. Like the bit squidged in the... on the chair.
Funny. No, the funny thing is, I like a lot of different genres. So I really like cerebral telly and things that make you think, like a detective. I love Broadchurch. I think that's one of the best things.
Okay,
ITV. But it's just so good. Like, and again, the cinema, very, very clever. I really like clever things. But then after work sometimes, I don't want to watch anything clever.
Because
I just need
think.
To... Yeah.
I'm like that.
Yeah, I just want to just watch, which is why I think people fall into the habit of rewatching Friends or rewatching Modern Family, or just, or if you know, you just want to surf your phone, or you don't want to be. I know the wording's bad, but you don't want to be traumatized by the thing that you're watching. Yeah, especially after work. It's like when we watched Adolescence. It's like I couldn't watch them one after another.
Oh, okay.
I had
to
give it, and I had to not build myself up for it. That's, you know, because I did work.
Because
it
makes
so
you
good.
Think too much.
A little bit, yes. And I do take things away from... They sit with me. We've talked about this before, haven't we? Where things sit with me. And if I've watched a really, really good film, I'll be still thinking about it a week later. And I think sometimes you just don't want that after work. You want
to. I get that. I
have
to be in
the
right frame of mind to watch
Australia
it.
Stuff is
oh,
just
like,
brilliant.
Easy, yeah.
But then I think that's more what it'll be like rewatching Game of Thrones. I think it'll be like almost like a bit of a comfort blanket, but still with enough going on that it's entertaining.
Yes.
But yeah, so I could do with, and like that was, I watched a lot of, what's it called? It's got Mark Harmer in it. It's NCIS.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to love NCIS and used to be able to put that on. And I used to really like the characterizations and the relationships. And very occasionally they'd just go off piste and kill like a main character.
Oh,
like completely
out
of.
Yeah.
So I used to love that. And then Mark Harmer left. And then the new guy came in, and they weren't bad with the new guy. I just didn't watch them after that. So, but yeah. So, but I like a long thing as well. I do. There's, you know, if you've got a like long winter or something, it's nice to have.
Yeah, they
come
don't
in,
do
put
it
the
like
fire
that
on.
Anymore. Like we're watching this show called Teacup. It's on. I think it's on Paramount. Or that's one where you have to think.
Is it? I haven't got Paramount.
We've got too many. There's so many out there now. I don't know why I subscribed to
one, I think but. I need to. I've downgraded a couple of mine, but I think I've got an offer for Apple TV at the minute. I think it's like $2.99 for 3 months,
yeah.
And then I'll cancel it and see what's on there. So,
but Teacup.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It is a supernatural thing, but it's set on a farm, which I think was what hooked me and Andy. And all the power and stuff goes out. And then there's this weird man that starts drawing, like, spray painting, like, a border around the place. And if you cross this border, like, you just, like, turn into, like your skin falls off and, like, you turn into, like, you're dead. And there's some weird alien thing going on. I don't know what is going on because we're still watching it.
Yeah.
But that's one where you have to think because it's all like...
I do quite like... I like a TV kind of sci-fi thing. There was one which I think it was called Under the Dome, something like that. And it was only on for like one series or something. That was really good. I mean,
but that's the
that.
Problem. This show is only on for one season because they've cancelled it. And I'm like, oh. It's based on a book, so I might be able to find out what happened.
There was
in
a thing
book.
Years ago, and I think it was one of the best things that has ever been on TV. And I think it was called Studio 51 after Studio 51. It's got Matthew Perry in it.
Oh, I
and
half
it
recall
was
it.
So good. And that got cancelled after one series, but I don't know if that's because of his addiction problems or whatever. It could be completely wrong. I don't know. But I absolutely loved that. But that was got to be probably 20 years ago.
Was it?
It was definitely after Friends finished.
I think
Friends,
you might be right. I think it was like...
It's between 15 and 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think
I remember
be right.
Where I was living at the time. So I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
How old? Do you know, we were talking about this in the office. It's just like, how on earth is it made? We start this podcast for anybody listening who, you know, new listener rather than an old listener. We started it in February. And we used to sit in this podcast studio freezing our...
Freezing.
And it's so strange that we're now into May. Well, it's so strange that we kept it going, but it's not really. But it's so strange it's made. And I do think it is because you live... You know, not pleading poverty at all, but almost paycheck to paycheck, don't you? So, you know, and especially in cost of living crisis and after the Liz Truss budget when you've got two mortgages, that's always brilliant. But I think it is something to do with, I don't know, and because we work where we've got a job where we work cyclically, don't we? So
yes.
We've got the same things at the same point in months. Don't
and
wait.
Before we know it, we're doing it again.
Exactly.
And I'm like, how the hell are we here
and
again?
It seems like Christmas was 2 minutes ago and we're into May and it's just scaring me. But it is, it's the older you get. Somebody did a bit of a paper on it and it's whole science
there is,
around it.
There is.
Yeah.
And I think because of how much life you've lived.
Yes,
so like,
it's something. Yes,
if you proportioned like a second to you've only lived a year, a second like divided a year is whatever point, whatever.
Yeah.
But then a second divided by 20 years.
Yeah. Wait till you're in your very, 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 very,
very,
very,
very,
very,
late
very,
40s.
Very late 40s. Just like, what's going on? I'm gonna be dead soon.
So, yes, we need to get the Pounders to recommend some,
because
we're running out of TV shows.
So, And I don't want to say this. I'm almost like saying, save me from Game of Thrones, but I don't want to be saved from Game of Thrones. But if there is something out there which you think, oh, yeah, Louisa is going to like
bingeable.
That.
Bingeable. I want bingeable.
And I don't mind having to think some, like, if I have to start Game of Thrones again, it's you know, that's not, in some ways it's an easy watch, and in other ways it's not an easy watch, is it? So
I liked, the reason why I enjoyed Game of Thrones was because I used to love fan theories of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you used to look at, well, you watched it too late on, didn't you? Like, as we were watching it, I liked all the fan theories.
But we talked about this, didn't we? About how you wish you could see the see the scene with Arya. I watched that. I was so amazed by that scene that I watched it over and over. I must have watched.
Oh, I've seen it.
Have watched it. And I mean, like, time after time, I must have gone back and watched it at least 10 times.
Do you know what gives me goosebumps about that scene? It's the music as well.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember the music.
I can't remember the name of the composer. Ramage Jamiji or something. Sorry if I've fucked that up. But he is a fucking genius at music. Like, there's the
music
scene.
Makes,
do you remember
though,
when it was, I think it might have been series 6, where Cersei blows up the set thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The music then was brilliant.
See, I think, like, I do think that music makes it, but it's, but I don't think my brain's geared to pull it out as a separate element, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's affecting you the way it was intended to affect you. And it's affecting me the same way, but I'm then thinking, oh, he's done a fucking good job at that, because...
But you, because of your fangirling or whatever you called it, your fandom.
Fandom.
Your random fandom. We're waiting for, like, the blue eyes thing and various other bits and pieces where I was just watching it just because, And I always think it'll spoil it for me if I'd seen... And because I had watched it so late and people were going on about, what's it called, The Wedding of the Blood or whatever it's called. What's that called? The Red Wedding.
The Red Wedding, yeah.
So I knew a bit of what happened in The Red Wedding. And then you were going, when there's the poisoning bit as well. You were going, you've got to watch out for this bit on the poisoning bit. And did you see this bit on the poisoning bit? And it's just like...
The only thing I was disappointed with, we didn't quite find out what Bran was doing in that episode.
No.
And I think they intended to have a spin-off of the Night King, of what happened and we'd find out.
Okay.
Because there were so many theories going about that Bran was the Night King. Because you know how Hodor got stuck? He, because of what Bran did, go and walk and fly back to the past.
Yeah.
He caused Hodor to become Hodor.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hodor!
And you know how when also Bran Ward and the Night King touched his arm and then he got the mark on his arm and that's why they had to leave the Three-Eyed Raven man, and then the Night King found him in there and killed the Three-Eyed Raven.
I can't remember it. There are some episodes that I have never re-found again. And I guess if I Google, I think if actually I did try to Google this one, there was one of the dragon episodes where there's like a big fight over a lake. And I've only seen it once.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them have watched Battle of the Bastards, have watched probably about six times. Yeah. And I've watched Red Wedding at least twice. I've watched the Blue Eye Arya one several times.
Yeah, I have.
And I've watched the, what's the one with the ship? And they've got that stuff on the water.
Oh, it was early on, quite early on, wasn't it?
With the
Battle of something.
Yeah, I've watched that one quite, but this one with the dragons over the lake, Pounders.
Is that where he gets the...
I think so, yeah. But I've never seen that one again. And I remember thinking, this is brilliant. That was one of my favourite episodes. But I know that I've got a lot of... Because not every episode was good, was it? There was definitely some filler. And I'm not sure I like the whole, what's the girl called? Who was, what's that really good Christmas film called? Last Christmas. She's in Last Christmas. Oh, you know, she was the
what's
queen.
The
she was the queen.
Cersei?
No.
Daenerys?
The blonde one.
Yeah.
Yes. Her.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like her storyline and what happened to her and... You know, losing the baby and
you
the whole...
You changed your opinion on that then. Because when we had this conversation back when we worked together before, years ago, you were like, yeah, I saw that coming. That was right. You're talking about when John kills her. The one with the dragons.
Yeah, it's the... Yes. And I think I did say that. But I still don't like the whole bit where she goes back and reunites with Jason Momoa.
Oh, I see.
And the whole
what you
bit
mean.
Of the baby thing.
Oh,
and
I see.
I don't know. I just think it's a bit. I thought that was a bit weak.
There was. There's elements of the whole show.
We are going to blow up the internet with some of this. People are going to hate us.
Well, one thing that annoyed me that they never resolved was Varys's story.
Who's
Varys? Was the bald head, quite big guy. He ended up getting just burnt by Daenerys for betraying her in the end. Varys was like with his little birds. It was always him and Littlefinger at the beginning.
Oh, I can't remember.
Bald head. He, the eunuch, he didn't...
Yes.
And he met, I think it was like series of six, when they were like the other side, Essos, and one of the Melisandre's group come up to him and was like, I know what you saw in the fire, like as a kid. And they never solved that story on
really?
The show. So I'm almost like waiting for the books to come out to see where... But he's taking fucking forever.
Well, it's going to be quite difficult, isn't it? It's not like it is the difficult second album.
Yeah. That must be like a mind fuck for him because there's a version of it out there.
Yes.
And that might not have even been his version.
I know.
He would have gave like an outline.
I know. If that book never comes out, I will not be surprised. Can you imagine what... You couldn't do it, could you? Do you know what? If I was him, I'd just light down tools, just go, no, I'm not doing it. Can you imagine? It will never be good enough, will it?
No.
It can never be good enough.
No.
So no. I'm almost tempted to write to him and say, just don't. Because he must be torturing himself on a daily basis.
I would be. How many years ago did it end? Like...
I watched it when it ended.
We were
working together then, weren't we?
It must be 6 years.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to an old colleague the other day from my Hachette days, which was a complete mindfuck. It was great. It was like it was like talking to an old friend. It was really weird. And he was saying, so when did you live? And I was like trying to work it out. And it's just like... Yeah, I think it's like 2017, 2018. So he'd left in 2009. It's just like, what? Just like, I cannot believe it was that long ago. It's just like, are you kidding me? And I hadn't spoken to this guy since. And it was just like, he's northern as well. So it was just like, it's like two northerners.
But they say, though, they say if you can be friends with someone for 7 years, then you're friends for life. Because we've now known each other for 7 years.
Oh, God, I'm disgusting. God's sake.
You poor, poor person.
Anywho, shall we end this episode?
Yeah.
Because we could just go on forever, couldn't we?
So please give us any TV recommendations, film recommendations, because we're bored of the current TV and film world at the minute.
We need something to watch. We need to curl up on all because so don't
we? We'll watch the good TV. Either, like, brain...
And stop me from drinking wine as well. Keep me cerebrally engaged, but not too engaged. So, yeah.
Yes.
So we don't resort to wine.
Or gin.
Or gin.
So until next time.
Pound away, people.
Pound away, people. Bye. Bye.
Let's shout it loud. We're not a cult, but we've got a crowd.